Section 4. Candidates for U.S. House of Representatives. Information about candidates listed in this voter's guide. Candidates were invited to answer questions submitted by League of Women Voters volunteers. Answers provided by the deadline are provided here as submitted by the candidates within the word limit. Candidates are listed in the randomized alphabetical order provided by the Oregon Elections Department. Some candidates have more than one political party listed after their name. This is because some parties may choose to support the candidate of another party. The parties supporting at least one candidate in the November 2022 election are the Constitution, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, Pacific Green, Progressive, Republican, and Working Families parties. Term, 2 years. Salary, $174,000. The following questions were asked of all candidates for U.S. House of Representatives. 1. What more should the U.S. Congress do to meet the U.S.'s obligations under the Paris Climate Change Agreement, both for reducing greenhouse gases domestically and supporting poorer countries severely impacted by climate change? 2. What further federal legislation would you promote, if any, to reduce gun violence in this country? 3. What should be the federal government's role in addressing women's right to privacy in reproductive health decisions? U.S. House of Representatives, District 1. Christopher A. Mann, Republican. Answers to questions. 1. U.S. Congress action on climate change? Answer. The Paris climate is a money drain. Without countries like China, Russia, and India working on reducing their emissions, the Paris climate is just a bunch of elites getting paid without any benefit. 2. Legislation to reduce gun violence? Answer. Background checks need to thorough, meaning a multi-state records check. 3. Federal government's role in right to privacy in reproductive health decisions? Answer. Federal taxpayer dollars should not be used to fund abortions. If a woman is at risk during pregnancy, then a woman's privacy is protected by HIPAA. Suzanne Bonamici, Democrat, Working Families. Answers to questions. 1. U.S. Congress action on climate change? Answer. The climate crisis is an existential threat and a national emergency, and I will continue to work in Congress for meaningful steps to reduce emissions, transition to clean energy, grow the economy, and defend our planet for generations to come. As a member of the Select Committee on the Climate Crisis, I helped write and am working to implement our Climate Action Plan. The plan includes more than 500 pages of detailed science-based policy recommendations that cover each sector of the economy. 2. Legislation to reduce gun violence? Answer. We need and deserve to be safe from gun violence. It is past time for the federal government to enact meaningful gun violence prevention laws. As a member of the Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, I've supported legislation to require universal background checks and to close loopholes that make it easier for dangerous people to access firearms. I support getting assault weapons off our streets and closing the boyfriend loophole, which leaves many domestic violence survivors in danger. 3. Federal government's role in right to privacy in reproductive health decisions? Answer. The Supreme Court's Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade has been devastating and dangerous. Politicians and judges should not be dictating the intensely personal decision about whether and when someone bears a child. I helped the House pass the Women's Health Protection Act, which will put the provisions of Roe v. Wade into law. I also helped the House pass legislation to protect the right to contraception and the right to travel to another state to access abortion care. U.S. House of Representatives, District 2. Joe Yetter, Democrat, answers to questions. 1. U.S. Congress action on climate change? Answer. The United States needs to lead the world to avoid the worst parts of climate chaos. We need to electrify everything while ramping up our sustainable energy output and storage infrastructure. We have the technology we need to solve the climate crisis, but we need the political will. As a congressional representative, I will fight every day to put the U.S. in line with the Paris Accords and to be a leader in reaching the goals of the agreement. 2. Legislation to reduce gun violence? Answer. I am a proud gun owner and hunter, and I understand we need an assault weapons ban in the U.S. We know that it works to ban assault weapons, but again, lack of leadership and political will keeps us from implementing a ban. I would introduce legislation to ban assault and military-style weapons, as well as large-capacity magazines. 3. federal government's role in right to privacy in reproductive health decisions? Answer. The federal government should guarantee a woman's right to privacy in reproductive health decisions, first through legislation that establishes federal law and then through a constitutional amendment, both of which I would fight for. Cliff S. Bentz, Republican. Candidate did not provide answers by the deadline. U.S. House of Representatives, District 3. Earl Blumenauer, Democrat. Candidate did not provide answers by the deadline. Joanna Harbor, Republican. Candidate did not provide answers by the deadline. David E. Delk, Progressive, Independent, Pacific Green. Answers to questions. 1. U.S. Congress action on climate change? Answer. The U.S. Congress should enact the proposed Green New Deal. They should build on the recently enacted Inflation Reduction Act and provide a much larger sum of money to achieve the climate goals. The U.S. Congress should require that the U.S. Department of Defense report on greenhouse gas emissions from all its activities, as the U.S. Department of Defense is the largest institutional source of greenhouse gases in the world. The Congress should require that all U.S. public transportation use renewable energy only. 2. Legislation to reduce gun violence? Answer. Ban manufacturing of semi-automatic weapons as well as their sale, safe storage requirements, no loophole gun registration requirements, ban manufacture of high-capacity magazines. All of these should be enacted at the state level as well. For instance, Oregon voters will have a End Gun Violence ballot measure on the 2022 statewide ballot. I encourage voters to approve this ballot measure. 3. Federal government's role in right to privacy in reproductive health decisions? Answer. Congress must enact legislation to protect a woman's right to privacy in reproductive health decisions. Enact the Health Care for All proposals by Representative Jayapal. Additionally, the recent Supreme Court decisions in this regard said that states can do this, and they should. In Kansas, there was an initiative on their ballot to overturn a woman's right to privacy. The voters in Kansas defeated this ballot measure strongly, and I hope to see the same happen in other states. U.S. House of Representatives, District 4. Alex Skarlatos, Republican. Candidate did not provide answers by the deadline. Mike Bielstein, Pacific Green Party, Progressive. Answers to questions. 1. U.S. Congress action on climate change? Answer. Inhibit any expansion of fossil fuel production. Fracked wells should be shut down and capped. No new leases for oil/gas/coal development should be let. A carbon fee and dividend program will make continued use of fossil fuels uneconomic while protecting consumers from increased prices. Congress must invest in rapid development of renewable energy sources and the infrastructure to decarbonize our economy. Nationalize of the fossil fuel industry may be required. 2. Legislation to reduce gun violence? Answer. National registration of firearms manufacturers, dealers, and owners. Restrict ownership to adults of good character. Allow manufacturers and dealers to be held accountable by the courts for illegal use of their products. 3. Federal government's role in right to privacy in reproductive health decisions? Answer. Congress should enact protections from women's health decisions that were enshrined in Roe v. Wade. No restrictions should be placed on health care provided by federally funded institutions or programs, both domestic and foreign. Levi Leatherberry, Independent Party, Libertarian. Answers to questions. 1. U.S. Congress action on climate change? Answer. Congress members that both support and oppose green bills, such as the Paris Climate Change Agreement, are largely in the pocket of big oil, big ag, and everyone else benefiting from our current status quo. Even Green New Deal champions are amongst some of the biggest recipients of money from fossil fuels. Don't believe me, look it up. If we want to meet any quota or make any real impact on the environment, we must first start at home and clean up illegal profiteering and corruption in D.C. 2. Legislation to reduce gun violence? Answer. I would support legislation that bans any official from taking money from gun manufacturers as well as any organization against guns. Both sides have become too extreme and are paid and heavily incentivized not to ever come to a common sense agreement. I believe ordinary Americans can resolve this issue if we get the middlemen out of the way and politicians simply represent the majority on this issue. 3. Federal government's role in right to privacy in reproductive health decisions? Answer. Health matters are private. The government should not be involved besides protecting privacy and making healthcare cheaper by not financing large medical monopolies, especially big tech medical monopolies that buy and sell medical data in ways that compromise the privacy of the individual. Val Hoyle, Democrat. Candidate did not provide answers by the deadline. Jim Howard, Constitution Party. Candidate did not provide answers by the deadline. U.S. House of Representatives, District 5. Lori Chavez de Remer, Republican. Candidate did not provide answers by the deadline. Jamie McLeod Skinner, Democrat, Independent, Working Families. Answers to questions. 1. U.S. Congress action on climate change? Answer. We need to better manage the climate impacts we caused by investing in R&D, more manufacturing of renewable energy products, and developing a renewable energy grid, transitioning the industry to create good, family wage jobs without leaving working people behind. This is a matter of national security because it reduces reliance on other countries for fossil fuel energy sources. We also need to be better prepared and more resilient, mitigate risk, and upgrade emergency response systems. 2. Legislation to reduce gun violence? Answer. Those of us from families with a tradition of hunting and responsible gun ownership know gun safety is over-politicized. This is a matter of keeping communities safe. I support expanding mental/behavioral health programs and resources for public safety and common sense gun safety legislation, including safe storage, closing loopholes for background checks, banning hard-to-trace ghost guns, and restricting civilian access to weapons of war. We need to build the partnerships to get this work done. 3. Federal government's role in right to privacy in reproductive health decisions? Answer. The federal government should not be telling us what to do with our bodies. Everyone has the right to make personal health care decisions without government overreach, including making reproductive health care decisions. The only way we can ensure these rights to privacy is to codify reproductive rights into federal law. I will co-sponsor legislation to do exactly that. U.S. House of Representatives, District 6, newly formed district. Larry D. McFarland, Constitution. Candidate did not provide answers by the deadline. Andrea Salinas, Democrat, Independent, Working Families. Answers to questions. 1. U.S. Congress action on climate change? Answer. As an Oregon League of Conservation Voters, OLCV, board member and advocate for multiple environmental organizations, I have over a decade of experience tackling our climate crisis in Oregon. In Congress, I will fight for the urgent action we need to protect our planet and natural resources. I have a record of standing up to corporate polluters to reduce pollution, protecting clean air and water, and putting Oregon on a path to 100% clean energy. 2. Legislation to reduce gun violence? Answer. At the federal level, I will fight to pass common sense gun legislation like implementing universal background checks on gun sales, enacting a red flag law, disarming domestic abusers, reducing police violence, focusing on decreasing city gun violence, and holding the gun lobby accountable. The majority of Americans support common sense gun safety legislation, and I will make sure to prioritize the safety of our communities in Congress. 3. Federal government's role in right to privacy in reproductive health decisions? Answer. I have been a longtime reproductive rights champion. In Congress, I will fight to codify the right to choose into law, and I will work to improve access to care for communities of color in particular. I am an unapologetic champion for abortion access because reproductive care is health care. It is more important than ever that we elect a reproductive rights champion to Congress. Mike Erickson, Republican. Candidate did not provide answers by the deadline.